Blog Talk Radio. Mountain Steps Music.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. There'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. Day you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always tell you, I hope you feel the same. Had to fill out my prescription, found the way I'm a fiend. I had to set you free.
To touch your friends, they bring love. inside of one. I never knew what my life was for, but now that you're here, I know for sure.
Yeah. remember the first time I danced with you, baby. It was a slow song, the lights were so low. I held you so close, I could feel your heart beating next to mine. Then I kissed you once, and my head started spinning like a merry-go-round. And I fell so deep in love with you, baby. Oh. Now we've got to sit back and check this thing out, baby.
You see,
it's not like me to fall so deep. Baby, I don't know what's coming over me. But when I kiss you once, my head starts to spin. Oh, like a merry-go-round. Oh, I fell so deep in
listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
for real. You muted.
Hey, you know what? You muted. You know what? You know what? You know what? Y'all starting y'all stuff already. You know what? You know what's going on? You know what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, y'all. I'm going to have to do the whole thing all over again. I was going in. You would have liked it. I had my radio voice on and everything. Oh, my goodness.
By all means. Hey, the mic is yours.
Hey, one of y'all want to take a guess at what happened? Let's see what's going on. One of y'all take a guess
happened?
At what I was doing.
Get my phone, Bobby.
Danielle, you're pretty good at what I usually do. What was I doing?
Honestly.
You was eating?
Probably.
Nope, you're wrong. 2 points. No.
Thanks for giving me 2 points. Y'all heard him. Gave me 2 points. He said
yeah.
2 points.
Deduction.
Oh, no. Give me two
deduction.
Points.
Too late.
I call forth.
Guess what?
I said it first.
No more
so
points
listen.
Deduction from me.
So I'm going to give you the answer to what I was doing. I was on another line that I'm not on, and that's the line I was giving all that good stuff out to. You know what I'm saying? So let me start all over again. I forgot I called in on another phone line. All right. Hey, what it do, what it do, what it do. This be your boy for real, the Poet Douglas. And you're at the Soul Cafe. And I'm up in here chilling, y'all. And I'm with the band members of the Soul Cafe, bringing in the first band member. Is the one and only Poetic on the keys. Baby, baby. What it do, Poetic?
Baby, what it do, baby, what it do.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, I wasn't ready. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next is on the... Hey, look, Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra on the electric guitar. Welcome to the program, La Perla Negra.
Hey, hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, ooh, it gets me all the time. It just, it never gets old. It's the same song, too, every time. Same song. Hey, welcome to the Soul Cafe. Shout out to Epiphany Radio. You know who you are, the various hosts over here. We love you. Shout out to you all, to Amelia T. Davis, Ms. VIP, who's up in the building, and a couple of other people up in here. Hey, shout out to T. LaShell up in the building, a great promoter that she is. And we don't want to leave out our favorite, essentially, Janice, who's in the host room on Facebook. She's in the host room. I said the host room. The event page at Facebook, y'all, a.k.a. Penny. All right. Somebody's muting me. So, look, y'all, look, I played certain songs, and I also want to shout out to Lyrical Compound, who's up in the chat room, the online chat room. How you doing, Lyrical Compound? Thank you for coming over. Now, the song selection, I want to ask you guys a question. You know, we just discuss music, not only music, but, you know, we go through our writing prompts and all those things. We discuss our creativity and all that stuff. I was going to ask La Perla Negra and Poetic, what did those artists have in common?
Oh.
I know. Ooh,
yeah,
ooh,
one of the
I know. Ooh,
what?
I know.
What?
Poetic.
They all sing.
I give you 1 point for that one, bro. I give you 1 point back forthwith. That was a good one. That was, I didn't think of that answer, but that's not the answer I was looking for. You smart ass. All righty then. That's not the answer I'm looking for. Yes, they sing. You want to give it another shot, Miss Pearly? What did those guys have in common? Now, I'm going to name the guys. There was Howard Hewitt, the last artist that I played. Howard Hewitt. There was Maxwell. That
right.
I played. There also was Eric Benet that I played. And there was DeBarge, which, you know, I like to point out L. DeBarge. Those guys have something in common.
Danielle, you want me to help you?
No, no. They all reach that same phone. I don't remember what it's called.
LSB.
No, They do.
That's the wrong answer.
It's a particular vocal range that they both reach.
Mm.
I mean, that they all of them reach.
Falsetto.
Is it falsetto?
Okay.
And the good hair. Yeah, they all got that. Yep.
I don't know if they got good hair. I ain't touched
it. That's taking it a little too far. I didn't want all that.
He might have lost some of his. But DeBarge still got that. Y'all know DeBarge still had that S-Carol. Maxwell had that big bush. Come on now.
They had a lot in common, in other words, but that's all those things I wasn't looking at. What I was going for, and the answer that I was looking for, was those guys had some of the greatest falsettos in music history. They're all known for their falsettos.
S-Carol and Jerry Carroll Juice. S-Carol and Jerry Carroll Juice.
You know. I don't know if they're known for their their hairstyles. I'm not sure about that, but they had some of the greatest falsettos in there. Which one was your favorite falsetto in there, Miss Pearlie?
Oh, Howard Hewitt.
Yeah, I was an old school Howard Hewitt fan, but if I had to name one of those guys, it would be Eric Benet. I mean, I like Maxwell too, but Eric Benet, I can feel that.
Maxwell's got the best falsetto voice out of that force.
I didn't ask for the best falsetto. I said, what was your favorite falsetto?
He does. He's got the best. He's my favorite, and he's got the best. I'll challenge you anytime, LaPerla.
You know,
we can have a musical battle.
I think L has the most purest.
He cannot touch Howard. He can't.
L has the purest falsetto.
I will show you.
Maybe.
Everybody has their,
Howard.
We're going to ask some people. We're going to ask some of the callers when they come in here. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you're at the Soul Cafe. We're going to be having some open mic poetry, spoken word. Bring what what's on your heart to do. Don't let the person before you persuade you. Unless they persuade you, unless they inspire you, then you do what you like to do anyway. But this open mic, the first half of the program, then we're going to get into some picking up your pen, that creative writing game that you know we do over here, where I throw out some phrases, play a song, and you must have that piece that you're going to write done before the song finished playing. And that's later on in the program. That's called Pick Up Your Pen. But tonight is open mic, y'all, and whatever discussion that you'd like to have on a musical topic, this is the Soul Cafe. You know what I'm saying? And I will deduct points from you, as I done from Poetic. Mm-hmm. I think I was supposed to take 10 points from somebody straight off the door.
That was Danielle.
Who was that?
It was 20.
I said 20. I called fourth before you even said that. Okay, so you can't be making up stop.
Okay, people don't know what we're talking about. Van, poetic. Would you like to fill the listening audience in on what we're talking about? The point deductions. Do we take point deductions? What's some of the rules and regulations around here?
Absolutely, I love the film. Ladies and gentlemen, you get point deductions if you're like For Real the Poet, you come up with the phrases and you cheat. So that's why you get point deductions. So, you come up with the phrases and then you write to them, but you already know the phrases, so therefore you are cheating. So that's why For Real gives everyone else the point deductions. He doesn't take them for himself, but you know how it is. Oh, For Real, back to you.
Thank you. I was going to, you know what? I'm going to leave that alone. I was going to deduct some points from you forthwith. But, I'm going to let you slide on that one, my brother. All right, we're about to get up underway. Y'all know how we do this. You know what I'm saying? Y'all press 1 on your handset, your headset, if you'd like to get up in here. That means you, Miss VIP, all right? If you'd like to be heard, press 1 on your phone. If you're called in using a rock, draw number 1 on that and press it, and we'll get you up in here, if you know what I'm saying. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ready for some poetry right after this. Get your pieces ready.
Girl,
wanted to close my eyes and not open them again, only because I no longer have you as a lover or your friendship as a friend. My photographic memory has faded. The pictures of our forever and my lens has been downgraded to a moment where I no longer wish to breathe. As I watch the back of my eyelids wondering, when was the very moment you had to leave? As I spent countless nights and hours trying to grieve the absence of the physical manifestation of a love, I believe the mere thought of a non-existent entity no longer occupying residency in my heart and my head, for fear I dread. So the back of my eyelids does succeed in giving me exactly the final ending I need, the thorns of her rose pricking me to awake from a soulless coma just to take the very last little ounce of feeling of love I have left. My clavicle can no longer support the emptiness of my heart's theft, stolen by this angel demon so fiery, so heavenly demonic, walking away in thievery, taking what only belonged to her for a short time, forcing me to let go. Even in love's death, her thorns she wore as a halo remind me in my heaven's hell, my empty soul's story to tell, searching for the life to fill my lungs while my blood drips from her tongue. Because she made a conscious choice to devour my heart in the shadow of her voice that used to tell me, I love you. While I hung on to every word, the Grim Reaper was there too, telling me I was a fool. Because her lips, her kiss was the embodiment of death's tool to rob and steal the very hope I've ever had at a love that would drive me mad. So here's my soulless shell, trying to pick myself up from my knees where I fell. In peace.
From one today, a person I'd hoped I'd never ever see again. And it took me back to a place that made me stop and think. Think of how we used to sit like the perfect, you know, you hang up, baby. Late night to early morning phone calls, or when I thought I was their only t-shirt thief. And the only one that snuggled perfectly and comfortably into their arms on the lazy sun Saturday morning. Love making and late breakfast with that favorite TV show. And just breathing. And they smiled, and I remembered when they added me to their collection of hearts. Now a piece of my peace got lost. One reality set. As they approached after spotting me, I said, don't. No. Because I was having a good day. Just leave me where I am. They stopped, and I let them watch me walk away. That's that piece.
Mind is a garden. You ever think of that special someone in phone rings and them? Wow. She got me on her mind. All up in there. Yes, I'm walking with my socks off barefoot through her mind's garden. Well manicured. Have you ever walked on fantasies? Hers are touching. Got me tippy-toeing. guiding me. I'm guided. Her love light guiding me. Scene after scene leading me. Sensual visuals. Lavender scents linger, kaleidoscoping in vivid monotones, in tune and in pace with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her. Led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy. See, she wants me to hurry up, but I take my time through her, enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her, intimately, levitating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Her temperature warms me. The flames of her wantings flickering provocatively as this manhood, me, finds itself slowly stiffening. She's left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts, and when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my forests and all the loins of my trees, veins that branch and its many splinterings. Wood is what she needs. She's a bonfire that must feed. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers smoldering in anticipation of having our two souls joined in. She leads me. I follow. The scent of her, the scent of nature, her marshmallows roasting. She leads me. My limbs, she controls them, so I follow her signal. The feel of soft winds blowing. I'm in her walking. Through the tenderness of her life's garden, I'm closer. I can feel her breathing erratically. Her breath upon my skin beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me and mine quenches hers. We're both thirsty. Inside of her, I can feel everything that she's thinking. Every thought I'm feeling, she's having. And they're rushing now on purpose, streaming her white waters, rapidly flooding her life story. She's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting. And the waters of her love's lakes have risen. She's coming with me inside of her. Thoughts surfing with my socks off through her life's garden. She's coming. She's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me and mine feed hers. Huh? You ever think of somebody special when that phone rings and she's walking through my mind's garden. Feet well manicured in my thoughts. Beneath my feet, her thoughts feed me for real as I walk through her mind's garden. Welcome back, welcome back, ha ha ha, what it do, what it do, what it do, take your socks off, poetic, la perla negra.
Yes sir, bro, yes sir.
Get to watch it, great, great, great pieces, love, great, great, great pieces, my
gracias.
Bro. Hey, I gotta ask you though, poetic, did you say something about your clavicle in your piece, bro?
I did, bro.
What's going on with your clavicle, bro?
Bro, I said the clavicle. Hold on. Let me go back to that line.
Mm-hmm. Go back to that line, bro.
My clavicle can no longer support the emptiness of my heart's theft.
Okay. Oh. It cannot support the emptiness of your heart's what?
Theft, bro. Theft. T-H-E-F-T. Theft. Theft.
Okay. Okay. You said it like you have anger or something, you know?
I just want to make sure I got all the syllables out, Umbrella.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're counting syllables tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so, you know, be careful. And, you know, in your pronunciation.
Pronunciation. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, pronunciation. I don't know how Miss Pearly would say that word, you know. I know, but we say pronunciation, okay? So we're going, that's a little inside thing, y'all. You know, people be having attitudes and stuff, trying to tell you how the word go and how it sounds, how many syllables in the word you said. Okay, pronounce it. Pronounce it.
Don't do it.
I don't have to. For real.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Okay, we're going to keep it going. Hey, let's open up the floodgates to some poetry. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's bring in our first caller of the evening at the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the only one, Miss Emilia T. Davis. Welcome to the program. What it do? What it do? Hello, Emilia.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing, Emilia?
Good evening to you. Good evening to you, Emilia.
Oh, that was pure fire for real, and Vans was so beautifully sad.
Oh, did you like it? You liked it a lot?
Which one, yours or Vans? I like both of them.
Okay.
And as far as the singers, I love everyone that you mentioned, but out of all of them, I would say Maxwell would take the prize. But there was someone you did not include.
And who was that?
Well, you ought to know that answer, knowing who my favorite musical group of all time is. So who was the lead singer of that group?
What the hell is the group? Who the hell is the group?
Now, after all these years, you ought to know the name of that group. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
Philip Bailey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you sure right on that one, baby love. Yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting old. I have gray baldness in my head. I don't even have hair, so I have gray baldness. So, you know, so you have to charge that to my, you know, lack of, you know.
Your old man account?
Yes, 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 yes. But yes, Philip Bailey, come on now. He's like falsetto royalty.
Well, you did not mention his name, nor did you play any song by him or Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And you
know why? You know why? You know why? I tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. It goes back to what I originally said. Philip Bailey is of the DSP persuasion. He's a dark-skinned brother. All those other brothers were light-skinned. That's why Philip Bailey didn't get no play. I mean, just call it for what it is. Just we got to call it for what it is.
That's basically the reason. You know,
but
actually,
okay, but that is a crazy remark because For Real is dark skin and Van is light skin.
Exactly. For real didn't give the brother, he didn't give anyone DSP privileges. He didn't do it. He just gave LSP privileges. So that's, you know.
You never know. You never know. See, the thing is, Miss Amelia T. Davis, is that sometimes you save the best for last. Because you don't know if I have that queued up for the next song to go on. We got 3 hours up in here. You know what I'm saying? Philip Bailey, like I said, he is falsetto royalty. And there's a few others that I have, you know, queued up to play. So, you know, but I can dig it, and I love that you put him in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, my pleasure. And if you're going to play Earth, Wind, and Fire, Van knows what is my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song. I know he'll pull this one off.
Mm-hmm. What is it, Van?
I'm sorry. I probably won't. Because I don't know.
He just doesn't want
to. Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't want to answer. I don't know.
That question.
I don't know.
Love Holiday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that. I was getting ready to say something like Joy and Pain from Frankie Beverly and Maze, but yeah, I would have said that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Ms. Davis, I forgot the question after listening to your carburetor. Hey, I'm trying to tell you. What was the question, Van?
She actually answered it. It was about the falsettos. She came and answered it on her own without you asking.
Yeah. No, I had another question for her, but I thought, I know. Oh, this is the question. Miss Amelia T. Davis, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for a chocolate swirl three-way connection. Baby. Give it to me, baby. Yeah. It's time for a three-way collision. Poetic. Are you ready?
No.
You got to be ready, bro. You got to be ready. No, but seriously, Miss D. Davis.
I mean, you could have a two-way collision. It don't have to be a three-way.
There will be no two-way collisions here. If there will be, there will be involving the one Poetic and Miss Amelia T. Davis. Miss Amelia T. Davis, what
you
bring for us, my love?
That's all you, for real. That's all you, baby.
The doctor, baby.
He's trying hard, Van.
Minute.
So, Miss Davis. Miss Davis, what did you bring for us, love? Did you bring something tasty?
Well, this
it's
called Him. H-I-M,
okay.
Him.
Really? Okay, Him.
And his
so
and Him is not Van, I can assure you.
It's not Van this time?
No,
it's
no.
Not Van this time?
That's very old news.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm glad you got over that. You know, he is a heartbreaker. Hey, listen to the look. The mic is yours. Did we lose Amelia T. Davis? I think we did. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we'll go to the next caller. That was very spontaneous. Hello, caller, area code 318. Who do we have on the line?
You have the one and only True Sister, the Cashew Buffer.
True Sister, what's good, darling?
Hi.
How you doing?
I couldn't even get a word in edgewise. Hello, True Sister. How are you?
Sorry.
How you doing? I'm great.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I see that. You getting? Miss Burley Negler, are you with us?
Yeah, I
hear
my I'm here.
Okay, Miss True. Miss True. What's her name? Could you say your name one more again?
They call me True Sister, the Cashew Buffer.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, True Sister. Well, hello. I'm glad that you called in and all like that. You got my brother all excited. He done jumped across the damn table and whatnot and knocked my drink on the fucking floor.
Sometimes it happens when the Cashew Buster get on the mic. You got to
You better sit the hell down, bro. You better sit down with that hard on. You didn't gain a man an erection by just saying your name. What the hell are you doing? Yeah. So my sister, my beautiful sister, you have a wonderful, wonderfully beautiful voice, if I may say so. And I love the energy that's, you know, permeating through the airwaves. I just have to commend you on that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my. So, I want to ask you, we've been asking, who's your favorite falsetto deliverer?
I have a lot of them. I got to go with Phil. I most definitely have to go with Phil. And I got to go with my favorite, all the way R&B, R. Kelly, my boy locked up. R. Kelly has a nice falsetto.
Man, I think if they could free Bill Cosby, they could free R. Kelly. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm about to do a GoFundMe. We get my boy out.
We can get him out. Get him out. We can get him out.
Yeah, he can get up there when he wants to get up in there. He can get up in there. Well, I shouldn't even say that like that when we're talking about
I was waiting for you to realize what you were saying.
Yeah, right? You know, got to watch what you say around here sometimes. Yeah, he can sing on those. He can hit those high notes. Let me put it out there like that, okay, when he want to. You know what I mean? Hey, that's beautiful. So listen, what do you bring for us to to hear, love?
I'm doing something new. I'm on a whole nother level at the moment. Some things that's going on around me that I don't normally do. I don't normally step to this level. I'm more erotic, but I needed to express this. So you get a chance to get the piece and hear it first.
Okay. We
and
got
it's
a new
called
piece
Mother's
up in here,
Cry.
Y'all.
Okay,
Mother's
now.
Cry.
Yeah, Mother's Cry.
All right,
Cry.
Well, look, my beautifully wonderful sister, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I erased the video from my social media of some mother's child being murdered today. So many RIP posts of pictures that will become faded memories until the next gun violence case shows its face. It's horrible to think that tomorrow someone's child will be gunned down because of another argument gone wrong. Instead of the chef tapping on the parents' door, social media will sound off alarms like being in a comeback zone as if we was at Desert Storm all over again. Notifications notifying every one of your private moment of someone losing their son or daughter to gun violence. All we hear is silence. When the main question of who committed the crime, when it's time to solve the cases, everyone disappearing to a ghost state. so many mothers praying each day, hoping that the tribulation doesn't become the casket that their child finds comfort in. Politicians shaking their heads, hoping like hell these activists close their mouths and put these unjust crimes to bed so they don't be held accountable for not getting into these crimes solved. How do we define justice when the crime hitting us in the face every time we blink? Just think. We used to feel like motherless children. Now we feeling like childless mothers. The city is in uproar with no safe place to escape to. Mothers crying out for help, forming Save Our Baby foundations. We went from screaming on the sidelines of games to screaming in the background, creating theme songs for the corner to drive our babies to precious memories. What a terrible world this is becoming. Bad part about it is our children have an I don't give a fuck mentality, sending out bullets like it's a celebration and the hood needs applause. But only clapping is us diving in our homes every single night. Children don't even duck anymore when outside playing like this shit is normal. This shit is informal. This shit must be informal way to greet death's door. It's like when Nino Brown got shot down and the whole city crying, but that's not the situation here. Social media hears the cries and drama before you know the situation. Live videos with memories of your last moments. Question. Society, are you still blaming parents or is this just the point? Shoot, release, and whoever's standing gets the blame. Damn shame. Mothers crying with no answers. Mothers crying for other mothers for losing our children. We lost the village years ago when society took our souls and stored them away and threw them in the prisons with the unjust system. No justice, no trust, no smiles, all pain. A mother cries, a mother cries. A mother watches her child die on social media. No respect, all eyes open, all mouths shut, all cremations taking the place of caskets, unaffordable causes. We all are bothered. A mother cries, a mother cries. A mother is crying.
My. A mother's cry, a mother's cry. Sola Negra.
That was deep. It was very heartfelt. And it's a unfortunate true story for so many mothers out here. That was a very, very nice piece.
Yeah. True sister, I was not expecting this. I mean, as you said, you usually do erotic, but I guess when you're a poet and you see some of the same things happening over and over and over again, you can't help but cry. Because we cry with you. We fathers cry, too. Because that's somebody's son, that's somebody's daughter. Mm-hmm. And there's so much power in this piece. And I want to thank you for stepping outside of what you normally do to write something so inspiring as this. Thank you. For real, the poet.
Yes, man. Hey, listen, a mother's cry. She said she erased the video, posted pictures that will become faded, notifications of gun violence. All we hear is silence, motherless children, childrenless mothers. That's a terrible world. What a terrible world this is becoming. Social media hears the cries. Damn shame, losing our children, unjust system. A mother cries, watching a child die on social media.
Oh.
You know, your name, the name that you go by, it's felt within this piece. You know, nothing but truth, heartfelt, deep. Touched me personally, for those that know me. You know, I lost a child to gun violence. And everything that you spoke of is, you know, it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. And I wanted to say that, you know, you really touched me in a special way. And your piece is really,
you know, I'm just at a loss of words right now. Very creative and very, very thought out, very heartfelt and real, sis. I really appreciate that piece, really.
Thank you so much.
And that's beautiful that you come from where you say you normally write erotica, but I'm going to tell you something, sister. You are a dope artist, and you're a dope writer, and I salute you. You're hoo-hoo. I salute your pen, darling. Know that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My God. So, my sister, look, we're going to sit you back there. What's the name of the chair tonight, guys?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I don't like that.
Hashtag,
like
look, 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 look. Hashtag, how many syllables?
Yeah, who's counting?
Team. 14.
Oh, man.
No, we're not going to sit you on that long-ass name chair, okay? By the time we say the name of the chair, the show will be over. So we're going to sit you back there on the chair of harmony. You know, vibrate high. Vibrate high, sister.
Right. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hey, much love to you. And don't be no stranger now, True. You heard me?
I surely won't. I just actually found out about this. Someone shared it, and I clicked, so.
Okay. Now, know that, if I could just put a bug out there, just know that we are here 7 days a week, different type of format, different type of show, but we are here 7 days a week. You happen to be here Monday, so I saw you first. I felt you first. I love you the most, so don't forget. The Neo Soul Cafe each and every Monday, baby. Don't worry about the people in here. They just, you know,
for real.
Yes, sir.
For real.
What?
True Sister was one of the original Honey Drippers.
Yeah.
Epiphany Radio. That's why she's a cashew buster.
Most definitely.
Oh, you're nasty.
Oh, umbrella.
No, you're nasty. I know who Miss True Sister is, Van. I'm just being cordial. You know, being polite. And I'm being a gentleman because I am a gentleman.
Oh, did you just steal that? Did Don Yoda really just steal that?
He did.
Steal what? What are you talking about?
It's cool, bro. I don't mind sharing the words in the dictionary with others. I don't mind sharing.
I don't understand what they're talking about, True Sister. I'm just saying, I don't jump across tables with my heart on, okay?
No, you just crawl underneath them.
You know, I sliver.
True Sister,
I sliver and I slide.
You see what you're doing up in here?
I sliver and I slide. Mm-hmm. I body surf, baby. I don't leap across tall buildings with my erection sticking out in public, okay? All right, now. They talk about. So, my lady, my love, thank you for coming in here and starting this bonfire. All right. Okay, listen, it may be about myself. Hey, much love, darling. We're going to sit you back there on the chair of happiness. I forgot the last name we gave them all. So we're going with that
Harmony.
Yeah, Harmony. Yes, sit back there on the chair of harmony, darling, and vibrate very high. Baby. One love for Mike. One love for Mike, baby. All right. I mean, y'all be really just showing out with the people coming here. Y'all just be, Van got a zipper down and shit. And Danielle playing with her nipples. I don't understand what's going on. You know?
Oh, my God.
And exactly what are you doing, sir? Exactly what are you? If we're doing all of that, what are you doing?
Look, I was just...
Well,
no, he said he was body surfing. I heard him. He said he body surfing.
I said body. I would go
body
with body surfing over slivering. You know, I was just saying,
oh,
I wasn't doing that. I said that's what I do. Besides
that's
jumping over tables like some of us with a hard on do, I, if it were me, you know what I mean, I would do it differently. So we're going to go to the next caller. Area code 424. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, baby, baby. What it do?
What it do? Sincere from Los Angeles.
Lord Jesus, it's this guy. What it do?
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
Yeah, what's that? Baby, baby.
What's
hey, up, hey, what it
now?
Do? Bang, bang.
Dip, bang, bang. What it do? No, we don't bang, bang on this show, though, bro. That's, the, you know, just the other show.
You know, but, hey, when you from L.A., you drive by. You drop the bang, bangs, you know, to get by. You know what I mean? Let people know you're there.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean, bro. Hey, Danielle, you want to ask this brother the question?
Who is your favorite falsetto singer?
Maxwell.
Okay.
My bro. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Whatever, man, whatever. I feel like y'all would do it.
People took care of him. He's so underrated that they put all the legends.
So underrated.
Yeah, right.
So underrated.
He's so underrated. But when, if you hear him, you're like, man, they got to put him in the conversation.
I don't think Maxwell is underrated.
I don't think he's underrated either.
I don't think he's underrated.
I'm just more of a Howard Hewitt fan. That's all.
Yes,
and no, he
can't
touch. Mm-hmm. He can't touch Howard Hewitt's falsetto. He can't.
What
okay.
are you? Oh,
are you kidding me?
He cannot.
You almost okay to falsetto.
Umbrella. I'm sensing anger.
I'm sensing anger.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
Inner anger.
I think you need a Snicker bar.
No, I'm good. Trust me. I like.
Oh
who I
Jesus,
like.
A Snicker.
And that is that. And that's that piece.
Bam. She dropped the mic on you. So.
I don't understand the anger. But it's okay to like who you like. And, you know, everybody has a different vibe. And, you know, what they like their inner ear to, you know, feed upon. So it's no thing. We're just asking the question. Although it is a little bit of collusioning going on. So, but I'm not going to deduct any points at this time, Sincere. But it's been a while, my brother. You've been hiding from us. You've been hiding. And don't get missing during the pick up your pen part of the show. But,
no,
my brother,
I'm
going to ask you.
Pick up the pen.
Okay, then, because, yeah, because they've been talking about you negatively, Van and J-Rob, the white son. Yes.
Okay, well, I'm
but me
to,
and Miss Pearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
me
and Miss Pearly, we've been only positive things. Okay, so it was, so anyway, my brother, what do you have for us on this evening?
Corner of the World.
Okay, that's is that the name of your piece?
That's the name of my piece.
Okay, the mic is yours, my brother.
Four corner of the world, implying that it is isolated and barren, bare naked. Bartender, please mix me a little wild drink. Call hell on rocks. No tonic with a slice of orange revenge. Nobody's talking about the president being assassinated for not bargaining with the corporation. What's your name? It's all here. Tennis courts, basketball game. The world has fame. Someone else. Green free plex money is red. Come home. I'll probably be best you kill your soul. Suit is cold. Holding stock in the circumstances. Cut Haltberry Lane. Night falls. Girls call out. Kiss my Moore's ass. Who made up the support of having too much experience is now a crime. Crickety crick. Fill the European rules. Kill or be killed. Killed or be killed. When you're talking about the four, five individuals that got murdered in their own country. Scale of justice, I'm the Lord of Lords. Skull and bones, smile of two jackals. Assume the position, walk on four, bark like a whole category. Warrior's drum, beat, kick, count mine overheading. I'm a heel after I take my position. Corner of the world is barren. Barrels of hope, Whitey's wide. Hope I'm giving redwoods. Courage redemption is mine. Nobody's talking about the five presidents that got murdered just recently. La Viva La Cuba. Four corner of the world. Corner of the world. That's that peace sincere from all senses.
Wow. Wow. Poetic. We're going to pass the mic to Poetic.
That's cool. That's cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. I wanted to go first anyway. Bro, so when I was driving this weekend up to Raleigh, and I'm glad you came through and you brought that piece, because maybe I missed it because I don't watch the news all the time. But when I stopped at the gas station, there were all of these Cuban Americans with their flags on their cars, with the writing on cars, but of course it was in a language that I don't read. So, corners of the world, dope piece. But can you explain what happened for those who was listening to the piece and trying to figure out, well, what is he talking about? Because some people don't know. So would you please tell everybody what happened?
In Cuba, they just denounced any Cuban Americans sending American dollars to help their family in Cuba. Two, they got to be in-house by 10 o'clock. They can't eat. They can't get supplies. And they are being beaten for their ideal of having a revolution of their title after 60 years of not having anything. If you're going to send any money to Cubans, if you're Cuban American, it has to be in a currency they accept, Canadian or Russian money. So now, right this moment, they're only allowing medicine, clothing, and food to be brought in if you're a Cuban American going to Cuba. And they're just tired because there's no food. They're on house arrest, if you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. And they can't go out to feed their family. That's wow. And they just happen to stay tired after 60 years of being under Castro's rule, even though he retired and his brother took over and he got somebody else. They're still doing the same thing after 60 years, and people are just having, they're just tired of it.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for enlightening us, because I was curious, but I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to seem ignorant or maybe not even understand, what they were saying. So I appreciate you for bringing the piece. I appreciate you for shedding light on what has happened and what still is happening. La Perla.
Okay, let me share this one. Let me hold on before we go, LaCroix. Also, they have the vaccine cure for COVID. They're not allowed to let it come out of Cuba since it's not being part of the USD or the DA as far as money being concerned. The Cuban doctors try to come to the United States and they find the cure, but they won't let the Cuban doctors in the United States to cure it because there's no money involved because they're not making money off it. That's also on that list of what's going on.
Wow. Okay, La Perla Negra.
You know what, Sincere, you always come in a political way. You're always waking people up. I'm glad that Poetic did ask you that to explain to people what's going on, because people need to understand what's going on outside the realm that we live in. In other parts of the world, people are struggling as well. That piece was very, very nice. Thank you.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so
for
much.
For real?
Yes. A very enlightening, my brother. That's what I want to say to you. Very enlightening, the piece. Hey, listen. I want
I appreciate
to say
you
for calling in here, my bro. You bought it. You bought it like you bring it, man. The only way that you
I appreciate
do.
It.
You know what I mean? You did that
yes,
thing.
Sir.
You
appreciate
took your
that.
Socks off.
Thank you.
Hey, so we're going to sit you back
before
here.
Before I get
chair
off,
of,
I want to say
yes.
In Haiti, they assassinated the president.
Yes,
because
sir.
Because of the vaccination. They refused to accept the corporation vaccination, and there are several people that assassinated him in Haiti.
Yes,
it's because
really?
They're the only black independent black nation that's not taking handouts. So he's just one of many that got murdered because he's not playing that political game. So just
okay.
Pay attention.
Hey, well, that woke me up, my brother. That woke me up. I'm going to have to check out the news and see what's going on. Well, thanks for bringing that. Thanks for bringing that, man.
No doubt. I'm here.
All righty, then. One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all. Hey, listen, Poetic and Miss Pearly.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do here. We, our illustrious event page hostess has an open mic piece for us in the form of a track.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I'd like
okay.
to play that. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome to the mic the one and only Miss Essentially Janice with We Were Monstrous.
We were monstrous. We fell from the sky of dark, burning through lives. Oh, the hearts we struck without giving one fuck. We came for cliches of life's sources we drained, still bodies of water, especially the quiet ones, those rang no alarms, were but prey, so we charmed with claims like, we come in peace, we mean you no harm, in fact, we were kings. We were industrious, a thriving collective, with reflective dark eyes, penetrating drawn lines. We were but curious, precarious you, falling. Essentially Janice.
Nice. I love it, man. I love it. The track, the words, the lyrics, the vocals, the voice. Whew. We were monsters.
Yes, yes, yes. That was just for me. Thank you, Essentially Janice. She was writing that piece in thoughts of me, and I felt that, especially the curse word. I appreciate her cussing with her sexy, soft voice. Yeah, I say that for a reason. I have a reason for saying that. She's in preparation, if I may say, of performing No More Rope, which has maybe 50
wow.
cuss words in it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But she does it in such a way where it goes right past you. You know, it doesn't stand out as vulgar. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. I agree.
Yes, you know. So congratulations. I love that piece, Janice. I love it. I love
Beautiful.
It. I love it. So thanks for delivering that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a track that you would like played at the Soul Cafe, feel free to send that track to epiphanyradio.net@gmail.com. And we'll get it over in here, or reach out to one of the hosts, any host at Epiphany Radio, and we'll get it played over here. That's beautiful. Thank you, Shanice. So we're going to go to the next poet, ladies and germs. And if Miss VIP don't raise her hand, I'm going to have a problem in a few minutes. So we're going to go to the next caller.
This next caller usually waits to the last 3 minutes of the show, but.
Oh man, that must be Jesse.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Oh yeah.
At least have a mic unmuted before you start shit. That's a warning shot. In my leg.
What's going on, Jeff J?
What's going on with you? Hey, man, I got a chance to hear y'all pieces, man. Love them. I think I might have missed yours, man. I'm going to have to catch you in the archive. Danielle and
it wasn't
for
that
real,
great,
real
man. It wasn't that great. Nothing really to write home about.
That's I heard him giving a critique on you. He said you sounded angry on the playback, but that's okay, man. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, no, he spoke about his clavicle. He said something about his clavicle in his piece, which he explained it. You know, it was a dope piece. You know, for poetic. You know, he's a dope writer. You know, nothing bad I said about his piece. You know, I just wanted to make sure that he said clavicle. I've never heard anybody else besides myself use the word clavicle. I thought I made it up.
Yeah, that's like three clavicle, too, man.
You made it up. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I make up things every day. Mm-hmm. Am I not allowed to make something up, or what's the problem?
You are Aquarium. You are.
Okay. How many syllables are in that? Okay. So, it's not going to put me under the bus tonight. Y'all not throwing me under the bus tonight. I am locked and loaded. I had two shots of liquor. I ain't forget what y'all did to me last week neither, so y'all better chill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last week, man, I don't know what you're talking about. You were here last week.
Yes, I was.
The show you was doing.
I sure was.
I was afraid. I went along with what they were doing.
Yeah, I was amazed at how I was throwing my voice.
For real, you did a smashing job. You did a smashing job. Smashing job.
I'm trying to tell you. I was eating a sandwich, and at the same time, I heard myself on the radio. Okay? So. I'm very talented. Yes, I is. Mm-hmm. Did he say it like this?
Mm-hmm. You're talented, bro.
Said it just like that. Hey, so Just J, man, your favorite falsetto, bro. You see what I have to do.
You know what? I ain't got a favorite falsetto, but I'm going to go with Stevie B, the one track, because I love you.
Who?
Stevie B.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. We'll go with Stevie B.
Might be worth checking out.
All right. All right, well, hit my inbox up with that. I want to check it out.
Amen.
All righty then. So, my brethren, what do you have for us on this occasion?
I got a piece I've been messing up. I'm going to try to get it right tonight because this is the perfect spot to do it.
Okay, bro. I ain't going to say nothing else, but the mic is yours.
I appreciate y'all. What could pass for a particular participle? When conjuncted with a conjunction to avoid syntax fires and malfunctions, proper punction can let you know something. Like a bee line when its wings reverb, that the action birth were conceived by a verb. A word when expressed by sound, and those both are nouns, that being word and sound. Unless it proactively becomes a pronoun, then it would just have to live with it, meaning by just being it. Now, that is very vexing, or should I say perplexing, but I suppose I could stretch it out by making it a superlative or a superlative, specific adjective, or add to an adverb in hopes that the structure doesn't fall flat when the word becomes transformed into a verb. But if it does, I got something for that. With the injection of a morpheme in conjunction with an interjection, that just might work to perfection. But that's just my personal interrogative. during the occasional lyrical interrogation unless one proposes a postposition to the defense in the form of a prepositional stance to improve their odds or just their postpositional stance, and that is just for instance. In case your determiner is in question and thought that could be fledging, in which A is an article, which is a particle, period, in peace.
I know that man didn't say period in peace, did he?
Yeah, he did. He does it all the time.
Yo, you crazy as hell, bro. You crazy. That was, you crazy. La perla negra.
I can't keep up. I can't keep up this time. I can't. I really can't. That y'all done killed me the past couple of days with these words and syllables. I'm going to sit in the corner. No, that was nice. That
was, thank you, Daniel.
I like
La Perla.
Poetic.
Hey, man, I'm so glad I'm an educated man and I understood a lot of it was crazy because I'm sitting here like, dang, that's dope. Oh, man, yeah, he used that. Like, wait, dang, I'm really a nerd and a geek because I understood all of that. Bro, that was some good stuff right there, man. That was some good stuff right there. The present participle, past part, bro. Only thing was missing was the atoms and protons and neutrons. I was waiting, Paul. I was waiting.
That was last week.
For real, the poet.
Yo, man, this boy right here ain't to be messed with, man. You know what I'm saying? He talk. Yo, I'm like Miss Pearly. For once, I couldn't keep up. And so, you know, I'm just saying, I could not keep up with you tonight, bro. I'm serious. That John was like flip. Oh, man, the wizardry of word usage. Not only did you use wizardry in your word usage, but it made sense. You just didn't throw words in there, you know, for the hell of making a nice sounding piece. It made sense and it freaked me out. I'm like, you know, that's when I say stuff like, who says things like that? Who, your thought pattern amazes me, you know, your level of creativity. And it's like no other person's up in here. You know, it's a just J piece, man. Proper functions can let you know something. Transformed verbs, lyrical, what? You said something about, when you said lyrical, you said something afterwards after that that messed me up. But before I can, you know, hold it to thought, you went into something else up in there. I love the cadence. Your rhythm, the rhythm in which you spit this piece was lyrical, you know, and smooth. And I can see what you mean, man. You have to concentrate on that type piece and your pronunciation of those words because you're going into adjectives and verbs and all these pronouns and all these different things that you're saying. And I like the way you delivered it, mostly, man. That was dope, bro. I'm proud of your pen, man.
Oh,
and I
wow.
salute your pen.
No,
I'm serious.
For real, man. That's huge. That is huge, man. Quick plan. Man, I appreciate y'all. What y'all doing here on Monday nights is really getting true poets open, man, and I look forward to this one. I have to be here. I ain't gonna put no comparison, but I know I have to be here.
Hey, well, thank you, man, because it makes all sense, man, and I've seen your growth, and I'm not just saying that, I'll say it in front of everybody here. I've seen your growth, and the thing is, I can say that I've seen your growth, but from where I've seen you start growing from wasn't a bad place from the get-go, you know.
Wow.
So I'm not saying you came in here with no ABC, you know, roses are red, violets are blue type stuff. No, you was always dope, but you accept critiques. You ask for critiques. You ask, you know, you inbox and you ask, you know, you talk about it, and you really work at what you do. So I appreciate knowing someone like you that's into the art and into his art in such a manner, and it makes a difference, man, and it makes me proud to say that I know you in that way.
You know what, man?
You really work at it.
I really do, and you know what the thing about a critique? It hurts, but it stays on your mind, and when it stays on your mind, it's something that you got to go ahead and like at least make an attempt at within your level of doing. And that's what I've been trying to do. It also came from not being heard for a long time. In the room shouting, not being heard. And so I was like, well, you know what? If I'm going to do it, I just want to go ahead and do it right.
Hey, well, you're definitely being heard over here, man. And I enjoy listening to your pieces. Now, you know what? One thing, one element in your writing that I didn't get this time, and I don't know, maybe it was me, but maybe it's not me. But I'm going to say what that element was. And that element was that bits of humor you normally put in your pieces. I think my bandmates can concur with me on that. I didn't get that. Not saying that I needed that, but that's normally a part of your ingredient that you were concentrating. Because you said it's a piece that you usually mess up or whatever. But it was beautiful, man. I like it. And I like the word wizardry.
You know what? I didn't quite get it right because I know because the humor didn't come through. It's a couple of punchlines in here. But
I was going to say, there's something in there.
It's
something in there.
It's
you got
in there,
really
but I wasn't able to pull it.
Right. He got the way that he did it, you have to really be paying attention to hear the punchlines. And one of them was the one that you pointed out that came right at the end.
Right. There's actually quite a few punchlines in here, but I was, like you said, I was so concentrated on getting it right that I didn't put that little extra, that sometimes that twist or that pause, and then the next phrase is going to hit and pop up to the surface.
Yeah. I mean, the second time, I probably can check that out, but I would say that what caught my ear was mostly the word wizardry and the fact of how you were spitting that out like that repetitiously, and that, like, superseded everything else. Although I did get the message and I heard the message, but the performance was up front. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So maybe if I could just give you something real quick, because if it's in there, so you didn't got past the part of not messing it up. So maybe the next time I want to hear this again where you can, because you usually put those pauses in your pieces, but this was a repetitious piece. This was one of those fast burner pieces.
Right.
So it's hard to make those things stand out. So you know you got to put those pauses in and that punctuation in there. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what that is. That's being scared of your piece. That's being scared of your piece.
Hmm.
What do you say?
That's being scared of
your piece.
Oh, okay. Well, you got through it, though, man. But now if you can just – because I want to hear it again. I thought it was dope as shit. But I want to hear it again and see if you can make those parts stand out. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Make it stand out. You didn't got past that other part. But, you know, bring that back to us. All right, brother?
Yes, sir. Hey, y'all be easy,
man.
Much love to all of y'all.
You too, brother.
Much love to you, my bro.
Much love.
Yeah, he didn't got us into the creative part already.
Already getting there.
Okay.
Got there. So, we going to keep it moving, y'all. That was dope. I like that wizardry. Hey, guess what, y'all? Y'all got your umbrellas ready?
Oh, man.
We got about to rain. What it do? Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Let your love to shine like
Namaste, namaste. Good evening, Shane Rain.
Hello.
How you
hello,
doing?
Hello, Miss Rain.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah, somebody going to hurt themselves jumping across tables.
listen,
you know what I'm saying, Danielle? Before he put his umbrella up, he puts his pants down. You know what I'm saying? What kind of stuff is that? You know what I mean? Digging and hanging out and everything.
Not ready. I am not ready. I'm over here trying to be good, all quiet. Like,
yeah, well, it's not your fault, you know. But, you know. It's the moisture that evaporates from the rain, and I guess it has an effect on some of the light-skinned people. Yeah, some of the light-skinned people.
Rip,
yeah.
Rip.
I see what I'm saying. Yeah, no, red hot hot dogs, $2 for $1.
I'm extremely well. I just came from having dinner with some a fellow poet and friends, so I'm feeling very good. How are you all this evening?
That's right, we're doing fine. It's a lovely.
How you doing? All right.
Yeah. Wish you are. Sure. If I can say, Miss Rain has been on tour, going from state to state. I'm so proud of you, darling. And it's a beautiful thing seeing the pictures of all the poets that you've been stopping by and seeing as you're going through these different states and stuff like that. I saw a picture of you and my brother, Poetic.
Yes.
Which was beautiful.
Yes.
Shanice, I saw the picture. Of course, you came to Philadelphia, and I tried to grip you up, but you punched real hard, and you hurt my chest.
What happened?
You punched very hard, and you hurt my chest. You remember when I tried to sexually molest you? Oh, yeah.
You need to stop, because you didn't do none of that. However.
Okay, well, thank you. Yes. However what?
I was going to say, Van was talking about something on his show last night, and I had to hold one of my sarcastic comments because of the climate of the show.
Okay.
Van is a very good hugger, I was going to say. I almost bit his lip for him.
Well, you know, he has a lot to hug. He's going to go back to you Saturday. That comes from the hamburger. He's just 4 feet shorter than David Mott. But other than that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just, you know, I always give Van a hard time about him licking his lips and biting his lips.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a sarcastic comment for that. But last night when we were talking about hugging, I couldn't really talk about it because it wasn't the space for it. So.
Okay, well, you inbox me. Y'all inbox each other. Get a room somewhere
or
something.
See, I'm playing. Come on now.
Okay.
The promos will return this week.
Promos? Oh, Lord. So, look, you know, I told her when she was in Philadelphia that I was a jealous type dude. You know, I'm a jealous type dude.
Oh, Lord.
The T-shirt she made you and J-Rob, I expect mine shortly.
Hold on. Yes, you are definitely. But okay. You know what I'm sporting right now, right?
What you sporting?
I am sporting my Raw Links. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Hey,
one on each wrist. You hear me?
She didn't even want two of them. She was only dead.
No, I wanted two of them, but I didn't want you to bless me with, because you was on some things, because we don't have to rehash the past. I'm just saying, you ain't got to bring up old stuff, Danielle. You know, bringing up old stuff.
Yeah.
They look good, don't they?
They do.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. Mm-hmm. I wear them every day. I be telling people about them.
Hey, well, look, I gotta inbox you some pictures. I got the moonstones in, and I'm wearing moonstone right now. Baby.
You speaking my language right now. I'm gonna bring my tone down an octave or two. You speak my language, Mr. CEO.
Okay. Don't talk to me like that in public. My brother's on here. You know, he kind of jumping tables and stuff, and I don't want to get hurt.
He's still basking in North Carolina. See, I was just a pass on through. He's still basking in North Carolina. I promise you, he's still basking in North Carolina.
What the fuck that mean?
Look, I've been happened in Philly. I didn't go, so I can't even.
Oh,
now I know what she
means.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I understand.
I was just a quick little visit. Hey, my brother, mm-hmm. and then I was on the road, and then there was a whole thing happening after I left. Listen.
Man,
I promise.
Listen,
you. That's
man. Listen. Y'all know what I discussed in the chat. Y'all know
mm-hmm.
what I discussed in the chat. Rain can bear witness. So you can ask her, you know, after, but she can bear
no.
witness.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Shit.
What?
Okay,
wait,
we're going to hit
happened?
You up.
What are we talking about?
No, that's what stuff he should be saying right now.
Yeah, can't talk about it right now, but they'll hit you.
Umbrella. We'll talk to you later. So anyway, let's keep on going. I forgot we was on the radio for real.
This is the poetry show, right? This is the poetry show.
Yes,
this is. To the poetry show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Van jumped across the table, ding-a-ling caught the drawer, the desk, you know. Okay, so listen.
So you're saying Van's on top of the table and you under the table?
That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying.
I have an office of my own. Thank you.
Danielle,
it says Larry. It says Larry on the door. Larry.
Yeah, he is. Van is on top. Larry's underneath. He's on the bottom.
Oh, Lord. Danielle.
So where are
help.
You then, Miss Pearlie?
Me?
Where are you, Miss Pearlie?
You take a video. You like
camera.
To watch.
I got the camera. I'm a voyeur. I like to watch.
Okay. Anyway, train. I'm out of this joint right now. I'm out of this collision. Miss Rain, if I can get a word in
CEO.
Edward.
Yes,
thank you, darling,
CEO
for acknowledging
Tiffany
me.
Radio.
Yes.
Yes.
So, my love, what's
yes.
your favorite, and who is the holder of your favorite falsetto?
You know what? I heard, I wasn't here at the beginning of the show, but I heard someone say probably my favorite is Maxwell. However, I'm just going to throw somebody else out there because I feel like everybody
mm-hmm.
needs exposure. The Weeknd.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good one.
The Weeknd.
I like The Weeknd, man.
He's just another
like
one. He's another one. He's got a dope falsetto.
Mm.
Just want to, you know, give him some love, you know what I mean? But I will say, listen, Maxwell and Howard Hewitt, listen, Danielle, you all in my heart with
yes.
that one. You all in my heart. Love me some Howard Hewitt.
Thank you, baby. Yeah.
We will appreciate R. Kelly, but he's already staying in jail. I heard that conversation. He needs to stay in jail, but we can appreciate his
mm-hmm.
music for what it is. But he needs to stay his ass in jail. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Free Robert.
I said
Robert.
My choices were Eric Benet. Eric Benet and Al DeBarge. That's what. Hey, you know
okay.
what? You know what? This one we left out too.
Get off
we
the sauce.
One of.
Yeah.
One of Van's favorites we left out. Van, I'm surprised that you didn't bring him up.
Prince.
No, check this out. You better get off on your own, girl.
I was
just
getting ready to say that.
I'll be sure.
I'll
be sure.
That's the first person I thought of. I'm surprised nobody said.
Well, again, he's light-skinned with pretty hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
So what, you're hating on light-skinned people?
You're racist.
Wait, are you hating on light-skinned people? I mean, where do I get in this then?
Oh no, you're cool. You're chocolate
to
me.
Listen.
Van is racist.
The four people that he selected for this category happen to all be light skinned individuals.
Yeah, I get along.
So I get along
with light skinned people.
When someone else came on and said you left out Philip Bailey, and I said because he's dark skinned. For real? So who is the racist person here, me or the person that made the choices? Come on.
You. See, because I mix. I'm brown, I'm dark-skinned,
Umbrella.
And I mix
Umbrella.
With the light-skinned.
Umbrella.
That's how you know that I'm not the racist. You are. You speak of light-skinned
Umbrella.
Only. So,
Umbrella.
Ms. Rain, once again. Okay, I'm starting to get angry. Okay, Miss Rain.
I saw that. I heard the tone. I just got quiet over here. I'm rubbing my knees and stuff. I'm like rocking back and forth right now. Like, you got me.
So Miss Rain, if I can get a word in fucking edgewise in here.
CEO, Mr. CEO of Epiphany Radio, you have my full attention.
Thank you, darling. You heard them making fun of me last week, right? See, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
I'm gonna keep all my words under five.
Okay.
Thank you,
because that's Danielle's department. So, Miss Payne, what in the hell do you have for us on this night of poetry?
I'm going to read you the very first piece that I came back with. It was actually the first piece that I spit on the Get Down.
Okay.
So I don't think I've ever shared it on this show. So I'm going to share it on this show.
I don't know. But the mic is yours, love.
Thank you, because I was wondering if somebody was going to unmute my mic.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Settled storm. I think the artist sang it something like, jumping off the moon and falling into you. While the stars stare with envy and constellations dare to bear witness, but molesting us with their persistence as I persist to swallow the quiet thunderstorm rumbling in your chest. Tongue twisted in the midst of this metamorphosis, hurricane growing intense as I wrap my taste about the pulsating pauses, capturing your bated breath. The carnality is almost palpable. Eagerly reading the bend in your back as I lap at the base of your begging, swooning at the sound of our colliding hues, dancing to the groove of midnight, falling into noon. I travel the landscape of your persuasiveness, brushing the bidness kisses upon the nape of your neck, tracing your lobe with tongue tip collapsing softly into your decadence. Riding your magnanimous wave, grasping for gravity, only to crash against the shore of total abandonment. While an intensity crowns the thick of your fingertips and a bidding nestles in the sting of your palm print, branded red a prom pound cake. A storm is brewing, and we can feel it coming. So we take turns brainstorming, got these torrential rains forming, moving in and out of the storm's eye, playing Russian roulette with the calm of her sacredness, pushing it to the edge, we're edging until gushing winds twisted our limbs, uprooted our inhibitions, then plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind. We be sticky and wet, and yet still parched, famished even. Insatiable appetites just might be the death of us or the breath of us. While I try to catch mine, listening to the reverb in your baritone moan, you're really starting to feel a lot like home. That's right.
Oh, Jesus. Lord mercy. Poetic.
You're not going to do this to me tonight. I love
what did
feature.
I do, sir?
You know what you did. Because you ushered another piece from me that very night that you came back and you did this piece right here. You know, where you talk about his decadence, baritone, the thickness of his fingers, and then you get to the part that I really love, the torrential downpour. Not tonight. La Perla Negra.
Well,
I'm going to tell
that's
you something.
Actually, just, can I correct him? That's torrential rain forming. I'm just saying. Spelled
rain
R-A-Y-N.
Forming?
Okay, rain
say it again.
Okay.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again.
Torrential rains forming. I'm just saying. But anyway, yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Graffiti in the wind. We be sticky. Oh, I need you. I need to talk to you, girl. Yeah,
that's my favorite line.
You know what?
Them plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind. That's my favorite line.
Girl, you, oh God. That, you know what? That takes me back to a particular line that I wrote in a piece a long time ago about saying that every night our sheets have the pleasure of the scent of us. Girl, we gotta get together and write something. I'm trying to tell you that. You know what? You always come in here and do the same to us.
I so appreciate you, Diva. You know that.
Ooh, girl, for real, Lord.
Hey, I just want to ask a question. Did you say pound cake anywhere in this piece?
If I may, pretty round pound cake.
Okay, I thought I wasn't going crazy over here. She said pound cake. Ooh, and ooh, I ain't gonna lie, my nipples got hard when I heard you say it too. But listen, she was like, she said, you know what, I got a lot to say about this shit right here. She said, jumping off the moon, falling into you. Who says that? Jumping
that's
off the
falling
into you.
Those are lyrics, though. That's a song, and I will send it to you. I will send it to you.
That.
That's why I said
it
started with the artist said, jumping off the moon, falling into you. It's one of
but,
my favorite songs.
Whoever said it. Whoever said it, that's a dope-ass thing to say.
Yes.
She said, tongue twisted into the lips of your metamorphosis. Come on now. The landscape of your persuasiveness, the thickness of your fingertips, pound cake brainstormer. We be sticky and wet and yet.
You said it just like I did, too. Okay, now. All right, CEO.
Jesus.
Cadence and everything.
You are dope as hell.
Yes, she is.
You dope, girl. You dope as hell. I love the flow. I love the tone, the performance. Anything, everything about that piece right there, I give you 10 points forthwith on the board. That is beautiful. Oh, my God.
Rightfully earned.
That was
you deserve it.
That touched me. That touched me like just J-Piece touched me right there. I'm telling you. And I loved everybody's pieces. Don't get me wrong. But some people just put so much into their thing. They practice. They craft. You can feel the damn time they put in. That shit was nice. I loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you. Really.
Love,
you know
darling.
That. I appreciate you.
Yes, I do. I do. And I'm very serious about, you know, the love I have for you. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm glad that I got to wrap not only my arms around you, but also my right leg. Baby. Jump across the table on that. Jump across the table now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I threw my leg up on that thing and set my coffee cup on that jaw, too. Poetic.
Did you now?
Did you now? Yeah. It was nice. She got a lot of background. So anyway, back to my radio voice. Miss Rain. Hey, look, that was dope, sis. We love you here at Epiphany Radio. And,
and I love
that
y'all.
Was dope, sis. Oh, my goodness.
I love y'all.
You
thank
gonna stop?
You.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Smeagol sends his love as well. So,
oh, boy.
Yes, we're going to sit you back there on the chair of wonderful
goodness.
Can I go goodness.
Dance? I don't want to sit on the ten syllable chair. Can I go dance in the corner?
Oh, damn, damn. Yes, you may. This is the Soul Cafe.
It's a damn
you go on and get,
I'm on,
get them people
I'm on
up
vacation.
Off the dance. And, you know.
I want to drop it like it's warm.
Yeah, do it like that. Do it just like that. Yeah.
All right. One love, one mic, y'all. As always,
love, one
all
mic,
my love.
One love, one mic, love. Boy, y'all is tripping up in this joint up here. My goodness, that was beautiful. I'm normal.
Throwing your legs up on things, sliding under the table.
I didn't say to slide under the table. That was you.
I didn't say that. I'm repeating what someone said. I don't know which one of you guys said that, but one of y'all said it.
Okay.
I never said I slid under a table.
I never slid under a goddamn table.
Slither.
Listen to the replay.
I said I slither. Table had nothing
sliver,
to do with it.
Yeah.
Tables had nothing to do with it. My sliver, slivers, why am I talking to you people? So listen, boys and girls. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Miss VIP in the building. Miss VIP, how you doing? I know you hear me, darling. I know you hear me, love. So, hey, I'm throwing you under the table because you did not raise your hand tonight. Okay. So listen, boys and girls. Guess what time it is? Can somebody tell me what time it is?
Oh, is it time to pick up your pen?
It's time to pick up your pen. And I'm surprised that Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer isn't here, cussing him out in the inbox later on. But it's time to pick up your pen. I'm going to the phrases now. For those of you who don't know who the pick up the pen is, Miss Pearly, we'll let her explain it this time.
Oh, Pick Up Your Pen is a segment where you are given some phrases, and you have to, it is a must, you write a piece using those phrases within the time limit of a song played. If you do not complete your piece by the time the end of the song gets here, you must say, and then I took my socks off. Baby.
Thank you, Danielle. That was greatly done. Done greatly.
Thank you.
So, I'm going to give out the phrases. I'm going to open the mic to those who will be participating. Our master writer in here tonight, since Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer is not here, we got Jess Jay.
Yeah, bro, I'm in.
Raise your hand. All righty then. Let me see if Miss Sexy Voice going to be a part of this. Rain, will you be a part of this?
You know what? I'll take a stab at it tonight.
All right now.
Okay. Okay, if you want to. You know what? Okay, keep on moving. I got somebody here. I just saw their name on the board. I'm also going to call them out because they did not raise their hand tonight. And you know who you are, Gina Storm. Why didn't you raise your hand? I want to talk. I want a permission. I want to see a note from your doctor.
I don't need a doctor's note, actually. I was in a funk, and I was listening to the show. And I should have raised my hand because by the time you got to pick up the pen, I was thinking, I could probably participate, so I will.
Okay, baby. You know how we do when we're in funks. Most times when the show starts, I'm in a funk. But after messing around with these crazy people up in here, they take you out of that funk.
So much better. Absolutely. So I thank you. Do not isolate yourself. I'm in.
Okay. All right, darling. We love you, okay?
Love you too.
Let's see who this caller is. Righty. Area code 513, who do we have here? Will you be participating in picking up your pen? Area code 513, if you're just listening, it's fine. It'll be fine. All righty then. Area code 513 is silent. Once again, shout out to our sister, Essentially Janice, baby, baby. Y'all make sure y'all stop by at the event page and send some love over there, y'all. All right, so we have all the players. Some people chickened out, which they always do, and it's okay. So these are your phrases, boys and girls. Let me get the song first. So that you guys don't be cheating like some people I know. How about a 2-minute song? That would be nice. Okay. Okay. Let me check the song first. Some people be cheating. Oh, I like this song. No, that's too short. I want y'all to write something nice. That's too long. Flaws. Okay, I think I got one. Matter of fact, okay, let me play a song that goes along with what we've been asking the question about. I'm going to do that. Okay, let me go back down here. All right, y'all bear with me. I'm a little slow tonight. Okay, I found it. If someone's dentures giving them a hard time, I can hear them moving around in their skull.
Maybe somebody's carburetor
My vibrator don't sound like that, but it is a lot of feedback.
She say her vibrator?
It's over.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's a carburetor. I'm going to leave that alone. These are your phrases, you perverts.
I'm done.
I said carburetor because you said carburetor, and it just, listen.
Yeah, but it sounds more like somebody's teeth. Like they're moving their dentures around in their goddamn skull.
They muted themselves because it's not making
sense. Okay, thank you.
Anymore.
Thank you, denture wearer. Okay, these are your phrases, boys and girls. A romantic slip and slide. A romantic slip and slide. A vertical roller coaster ride. When did love die? Romance, heartache, either two, either one.
Wait. I didn't get the last one. Yeah, I didn't get it either.
When did love die?
Got that.
Okay.
What's the romance one?
A romantic slip and slide.
How many are there? Three?
Three. A romantic slip and slide. One. The second one is a vertical roller coaster ride. The third one is, when did the love die? Pick up your pen. We'll be right back.
All righty then. All righty. Put those pens down. Put them pins down. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself.
Ooh.
Stop cheating.
Right.
Somebody's still writing. Mm-hmm. I want to hear everybody's voice. Rain, where you at?
Not even.
Okay, I know you're going to be true for Just Jay. You're honest.
I win.
Van, what
I
are
win.
You doing, though?
Wait, I wanted to go on song and finish because I was done 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, okay. Man. That's a deduction. Bragging is a deduction here, okay? You could have wrote more. You could have wrote more.
That part.
Okay,
I didn't need
that
to.
That part.
See?
A few lines. A few lines. You got
confidence.
It out.
Confidence.
These
phrases good.
Are
That's
depressing.
Good. That's good,
man. Thank
four
you, Rain.
4 points right there.
That's all right.
Count, Danielle. 4 points. He
but I
want to
keep my
10
points.
On Van. Van. Okay,
yes, sir.
We're going to start with you, Mr. Finish, early.
Okay, fine. All right. I was at this amusement park, and it was way after dark. I got stuck on this romantic slip and slide, more like a vertical roller coaster ride, journeying through heartbreak, remembering a fake streak. I kept saying to myself, when did the love die for myself? Because I lost all my money, playing them corny games, but I was lonely, and it was finally over. I was a clown, called me Joker, because damn, it hurts. It really hurts. Love just died. It just died. No more cotton candy or sticky apples, but mostly no more of her candy. In peace.
Oh, my. Okay, I'm going to need one person to comment, and that would be Rain.
Candy. No, that was dope.
Oh, okay. Collusioning.
Is it sweet and sticky?
I will call collusioning. Colluding. Colluder. I will call it. Be careful.
I really enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed that band. I love the visual, and I felt it deeply, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that, Rain.
I still have candy.
Okay, I know that. Inbox him later. Inbox him later.
Yeah.
Do you feel as though, I'm going to ask Ms. Pearly this, do you feel as though he used his time wisely?
Oh,
I do, because, you know,
could he have said any more? No, you're taking too long to answer.
I will make a deduction.
Umbrella.
Wow.
I call forth with no point deduction in the beginning of the show. So you can't take no point from me no more.
Anytime
now.
The word forthwith is used, it's official.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And
thank
your
you.
Answer? And shit?
Yeah, of course. I mean, all of us can write.
Okay.
But, I mean, it is
great.
What it is.
Great. All right. Well, I'm just asking. I'm an asker. I'm here to ask. So I thought it was a dope piece, my brother. I thought it was dope, man. And it had little funny points in there. It was cool. It was cool, man. So we're going to go to Miss Syllable Counter. The mic is yours, Miss Pearly.
Tell me, please. When did the love die between us? Because since you pulled away, I've been on a romantic slip and slide, trying to keep up. Help me understand. This is so difficult. My heart is on a vertical roller coaster ride. Every day, the further you get, I die just a little more inside. I still love you. Help me understand.
Okay. I'm going to ask one person to comment, Jess J.
You know what? I've been really loving your poetry as of late, Danielle. The way you're starting to give up yourself. You're starting to, the words that you wrote, you're going right in to where you left off with your pen. I've been watching it because I've been watching it in myself. So, yeah, I've been keeping tabs on you, sis. You're starting to get into that pocket hard and consistency in the queue.
Thank you.
Okay. That was very nice to say. That was very nice to say. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And since we have you, my brother, we're going to go with what you have, Jess J. The mic is yours.
Appreciate y'all. We started out on a romantic slip and slide. Then we grew in our love like a vertical roller coaster ride. Climbed so high till we soared through the sky like two pie-eyed magpies, grabbing our piece of this pie. It has been an awesome ride, just you and I. Our love make onions and doves cry. Stories of old, something beautiful, words to dirge to. Love you through and through till I'm through. This just between me and you. Everybody else can catch the vapors. And then I took my socks off.
Oh. Hey, you know what? Until you took your socks off, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Until you took your socks off, I was going to call you. What's the word, man?
A cheater.
A cheater.
Yeah, boy. That's
be the hell for that.
I might be under the table. I'm not sure. You keep on talking like that, man. I'm going to be under the table.
Oh.
Yo, I'll give that person, whoever said that, an extra 1 point, okay, whoever it was. That was dope, man. That was dope.
He got a grand total of -9.
Yeah. At certain points in there, I was like, wow, you know, that was dope, man. That was dope. Okay, we're going to keep on flowing. We're going to Miss Rain. The mic is yours.
See, we could have had something real, but you was too busy taking tack heads for horizontal and vertical roller coaster rides, trying to hide and seek your intention between lies, thick thighs with no future to offer. So much for taking things slow and finding ourselves on a romantic slip and slide. You can blame yourself while you are sitting and asking yourself why the love died before it even had a chance to live. You suffocated on a bed of selfishness, never to be resurrected again.
And then?
Damn.
That's it.
Okay.
That's a wrap.
Okay.
That's poem.
Okay.
Poem.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm about to call it again, but I'm going to let somebody else speak. Ms. Storm, what did you think of that?
I'm going to say, based on the words that you used, the wordplay and the cadence, I couldn't detect any cheating. You know, other poets are in question, but, yeah, she hit all the nails on the head, said exactly what she needed to say, used all three phrases, and she slayed. Yeah, she should get all her points for that.
Thank you, Gina.
You know what?
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I think, are y'all cash apping each other or something, or is it colluding?
We are not.
Colluding.
So I have to tell you, Mr. CEO, that is facts. Mm-hmm. I mean, we already related. You can really blame yourself for the prompt that you gave, because they were right on time, is all I'm going to say. They just was already in the space that I'm in, so you just listen.
I'm just jealous because of the word wizardry that you used. You used a lot of word wizardry in there. That was an up-tempo piece. And, you know, it was very well written, and that's why I said that. That was why I said that. Poetic.
Yeah, I think it was well written. I mean, she there was an expression in there of anger and raw emotions. I could kind of see why you would think that she was, that big C word, but no. She's already in that space, so it made it very clear for her, right?
Okay. I want to go back to Gina Storm real quick for 1 minute. If you care to call out any of those names of the suspected people that you believe had cheated.
Oh, yeah, I'm never scared. I'll punch anybody in their throat. The cheater that was on was previous. That was just Jay. The piece he had before he took his socks off was, I feel like, well thought out and super dope in the time that he had allowed. So I'm going to call it.
See, she knows. She's gonna be my lieutenant from now on. That was very, very well said, Gina.
Yes.
I love you dearly.
Yes.
I love you to death. She ain't scared to call out a cheater. Mm-hmm. Although I do think the first boy cheated too, so anybody got anyone to say that because I felt his wrath before.
Anger.
Yeah. So we're gonna go to the next caller.
You do know that I love writing heartbreak type pieces, right? You can give me any kind of phrase, and I can turn it into a heartbreak piece. You do understand this, right? Again,
don't
you can blame yourself. You can blame yourself for the prompts. Blame yourself for the prompts that you gave.
Listen, there's a thin line between love and heartbreak, and you know that Van is the masterpiece of all things love.
This
so he's
like
in some real fine line. Listen, I got 10 points to spare up front, so if you can do that.
You're giving away a lot of lather, too. You're giving away a lot of lather. Okay, so. A lather, girl. That's a lot of polish right there. So we're going to go to the next caller. Miss Storm. Miss Storm, the mic is yours, love.
I'm going to have a heart attack before I can spit my piece. Okay, because this is what I got. The way my heart is set up, I stay loving love until heartache arrives, a romantic slip and slide, a vertical roller coaster. When did love die? I don't know. Don't ask me how or why. I've been up and I've been down, queen loving clowns. I had to pick myself up. Only to end up with another romantic slip and slide right here again before my eyes. Virtually, it was just a vertical roller coaster, and I was fighting not to upchuck. Never gave up. I can't answer the question, when did love die? I feel like I'm going to always try. I was clueless, but I was new to this. And clearly, I needed a love vacay. So avoiding the romantic slip and slide, holding on to my pride, seeing the vertical roller coaster and pass, I'll find out when did love die, and eventually I'll give it another try. In peace.
Okay, now, I'm not sure, but I'm going to go with poetic.
I'm actually, I love Gina Storm, and I love that piece, but I really want to hear what Jess J got to say.
Oh, that part.
Yeah. That's what.
Wow.
I mean, putting a bullet in somebody ain't going to make nobody love you.
Look, I set up myself for it.
Okay, Just Jay. What
many
do you got?
Have
what
tried.
You got?
What you got, Just Jay? What you got?
Oh, I just said put the bullet in somebody ain't going to make them love you. She talked about AK and love. So, you know, put the bullet in ain't going to make them love you.
What
it's
you
like trying to give a man a baby. I'm going to give him this bullet. And he's going to be his, and he's going to love it. Nope, don't work this way. But, no, it was really, really nice piece. I don't know if he wrote that or not, but that's right there.
I actually wrote it. Look, I'm going to send it to you. Don't play with me. I'm going to send it to you.
All right. It's because it sounded concrete. It sounded concrete. Even
it was
even like
concrete
because
it was my true story. I didn't have to reach or stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fact,
right. It was already right there.
Matter
I am
fact,
what I did.
That part.
As a matter of fact, feel free to post your pieces on the event page if you can.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I just want to say real quick, I thought that was dope, and it was very lengthy for the time set. I was going to call her. I was going to call Cheat. I was, because it was that dope. It was dope. I love that.
I can type for real, not just with my thumbs.
You could do what?
I can type for real, not just with my thumbs. If you can actually type a lot faster than when you just use your tongue.
Okay, I thought you said your tongue. I was scared to death. I was like, Lord Jesus, you can type for real with your tongue. You can type for real with your tongue.
See, I'm not on the slip side now, so.
What the fuck?
But, I appreciate y'all. I need it. Like, thank you for letting me pick up my pen.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, we got one more, y'all. And I'm decreasing the amount of time that we have to write it, okay? Ooh, I lost my phrases. Where they at? Okay, here we go. The first phrase, ladies and gentlemen, is, lucky me, beautiful he. That's for the guys. If you're a female,
change that to he. Lucky me, beautiful she or he. The second phrase is, we both rolled the dice. Ooh, you know what?
I'm loving this.
Hold on. Pharrell, you didn't get to do your piece, bro. You didn't do your piece.
He sure did.
Yeah, just.
Time.
Jesus Christ. Snitching.
Right.
I call forthwith.
Right.
You.
No.
A new rule I call snitching forthwith. All right. No points. All right. Okay, here we go. My piece. All right, damn, my piece just disappeared. Okay, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to do my piece real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Let's hear it.
We travel distant, faraway places when we kiss, kissing, sharing passions, promises between our lips. We've been up and down, so many up and down, so romantic, slip and slide, swishing feelings once kept deep inside. Topsy-turvy like some vertical roller coaster ride. Yet you were my ride or die, my ride or die. When did the love die? When did the love die? Then I took my socks off. Now, are you happy?
What? You took
okay,
your socks off?
Hold on. Okay. So, La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra, what did you think of For Real, the poet's Douglas piece? What did you think there?
Okay. Even though he didn't finish the whole, it was still a beautiful piece. Honestly, these phrases, these prompts are depressing. No, I can write to him. I think he came out with a very, very beautiful piece. I think he cheated a little bit. He tried to fake us out make it seem like he couldn't find his piece or tried to skate away, you know, without reading it to us. But, I do think he cheated. And I honestly, I'm going to deduct 2 points for that. One, for because you tried to skate off without reading it. And two, for delaying it. Okay. He was prolonging the inevitable.
But you called forthwith before the show. So there would
be no 2 points. I called forthwith on me. Mm-hmm. On me. Not you. On me.
Can I call forthwith on yourself against 2 points against me?
I can, and I did.
The rule book
and I will again.
Simply state there will be no forthwith calling against the 2 points on somebody else.
Wait a minute. Did he or did he not say in the beginning of these shows when y'all first started putting me on here, did he or did he not say the rules can be changed as long as you call forthwith?
You said you didn't say forthwith.
For real?
Did he or did he not?
She got you there.
But you cannot say did he or did he not.
That's right.
You have to say forthwith. So listen.
No.
I will accept the 2 point deductions. I will accept the points because you're getting on my nerves. So, ladies and gentlemen. The first phrase is, the first part of the phrase is, lucky me, beautiful he or she. Second phrase is, we both rolled the dice. We both rolled the dice. Okay. And the third phrase is, heads or tails. Make it all about love. Everybody has the phrases?
Hey, for real, would I be able to say fortunate me?
God.
Fortunate me.
I know, but I can
no,
see your
right?
explanation in the message.
This guy.
Did you hear the phrases?
Jay, follow the rules, man.
I don't do luck.
You going to do it tonight? Stick to the top.
Oh, no.
Just leave the L out.
You know what it means. You know what it means. You know what it means.
I just leave the L out.
Just leave the L out, bro.
God.
Pick up your pens.
You know what, baby? I was thinking what you said to me last night, and I know what you want. So gentle. It feels oh so good.
All righty then. We're going to go into our pick up your pen speed round, starting at the bottom, going to the top. Gina Storm.
I'll be getting with simple. Classic boy meets girl. Lucky me. Beautiful he. We both rolled the dice. Heads or tails. As part of the initial conversation, I was tired of broken hearts and inconsistencies. They were blowing me. Then I saw him, a black Adonis. Lucky me. Beautiful he. Soon enough, we rolled the dice. Simply winning, finally. On our wedding night, we used naughty dice this time, heads or tails. My final husband asked me. I said both simultaneously in peace.
Rain.
History would have us guarded, but we decided to roll the dice, take a chance on love. It was an instant connection that just got stronger as the night progressed. Time unfolded upon itself, and we found ourselves lost in the moment. I'm feeling like lucky me as I gaze at beautiful he, the way the universe aligned perfectly for this unexpected meeting. I'm ready to flip the coin. Honestly, it doesn't matter if it lands on heads or tails. He's all in my head now, reading his text while my eyes smile. I'm looking forward to experiencing more of beautiful, beautiful he. Lucky me. That's cool.
Yes, Jay.
Heads or tails, we both rolled the dice. And I tell you, beautiful she, uck me. Uck me, baby. I'll be gentle, stroke your temples. Check your booty for pimples. Got you pushed to the window, tapping with a slow-mo tempo. As I roar in a resounding crescendo, knocking the pains in my hands on you, needing that dough until love get made. We roll the dice, heads for tails, tails for head. In peace.
Yo, Danielle.
Always lucky me, beautiful he is what comes to mind when he comes into view. Even though playing in love's field, still we both roll the dice, knowing we could fail at any time. Heads or tails, baby, you choose, no matter what side. Just to breathe in your atmosphere, I still see nothing but lucky me, beautiful he. And then I took my socks off.
Poetic.
We both roll the dice tonight. I'm trying to remember just right. Whether it was lucky me, beautiful she, or just maybe heads or tails. Because I like her head and her tail. I like being rough and gentle, especially when I'm loving her. I'll be gentle. Because love's in the air tonight, captivating her beauty in the moonlight when she smiles. I suggest how fortunate and lucky I am when she smiles. She changing the love rules is okay as long as she chooses me for life. Maybe I'll make her my wife, heads or tails. I'm a gambling man, and she calls my name. It never fails. I'm no cheater. I'm a one-woman man lover. I never want to stop. Picking up my pen for her to drop her love line to make her mine in peace.
She gave good Smeagol love, touching my membranes, erasing all pains in that dang. She made me feel like that guy, lucky me, beautiful she, calling my name, Smeagol, Smeagol. Sacrifice playing Twister, just the two of us for the rest of the night. Heads or tail, flip of a coin would tell who'd go first, who would be the first to leave that love spell. She called out my name, called me, calling my name, Smeagol. Calling my name. And that's their piece. Y'all,
Oh my God.
Okay, y'all people ain't right. Y'all people is not right. Deduction.
Oh my goodness.
You getting a? That was serious. That's a 2-point deduction, Danielle. Forthwith. For laughing. Whoever else laughed, I think I heard Rain laugh too. That's a 2-point deduction, Rain.
I got eight.
Gina,
I got
did you
eight, eight fair points.
I heard Gina laugh too. Okay.
I am
mutating
you.
Y'all.
You
gotta
hear me laugh.
I didn't hear Gina laugh. It was just me. And I did it because I blame Danielle. It was
Danielle.
Wait a minute. It's a total responsibility to pass it to Danielle.
So crazy.
I take total responsibility. Danielle, why did you do that?
Oh, my God.
Danielle can have some of my bonus points.
Any last words, ladies and gentlemen? My last words would be this. Y'all got 5 minutes. Everybody give their little last word within two. And it's been a great night. I had a great time. Thank you guys for spending the night with me. And this was so much fun. Poetic.
Oh, man. Love you guys. Without you, there's no Epiphany Radio. So we appreciate you spending time hanging out with us and joining in the shenanigans. Thank you. La Perla Negra.
Yes, y'all know I love y'all. I really appreciate. Oh man, tonight was one of the best. It really was. It just keeps getting better. Y'all keep coming back. Hey, Rain.
Oh, I just appreciate the good times. You know, I've been kind of MIA, so I'm just really loving this. Thank you for the laughs. I'm always down for the laughs. I appreciate you all.
Just Jay.
Man, I appreciate everybody being here. The energy that's here is really good. Gina, I'm glad you decided to go ahead and pick up your pen. I've been seeing that you've been going through a tough time. Much love. For real, the monster is alive,
sir.
Man. It's just a beautiful thing. I'm out.
Thank you. Gina Storm.
Shout out to Zanis, too.
Yes. Always.
Absolutely.
Shout out to my niece for that event page because it's on fire.
It really is.
I was young and was wrapped in depression and covered in grief. So I thought I would just listen, and I did. And then I was thinking, oh, I got to pick my pen up. And I'm glad I did, and I appreciate y'all. I love you.
Thank you. Let's see if we can get Janice in real quick just to say her final words. Janice. Are you with us? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great night, like everybody said. Hey, peace, love, and hair grease. Me.
Thanks.
Me, I, and Shmeagle sends his love. One love, one mic,
one
everybody.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
come down, all the way down, but let's keep it real. Had it not been for the fame, I probably wouldn't even have known you, or even got to know your name. Can you blame me?
Keep your
jumping in and falling in love, instead of letting it grow.
Rescue me, this is my prayer.
run.